heaven, it's not just a shaking a preacher's hand.
That's right.
There's things that are right and appropriate in the house of the Lord that we do to facilitate and so on and so forth that are scripturally founded, but Jesus is going to save you.
That's right.
Ain't no ritual that you need. And not no tradition because, well, this is the way grandma did it. Well, I can't do nothing about grandma. This is about you.
Right.
And that's why it's so personal.
Yes, sir. It's about you.
So Acts chapter 19 tells us of those that were sincere in their religious experience. So they say, well, what about somebody like myself? I already experienced this, so, you know, do I need to really do anything after that? Because I'm already a Christian, I'm already a religious person, so I'm still blah, 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 blah. I'm glad you asked that question. Thank you so much. That was a very scholarly question. Acts chapter 19, verse number 1 says, it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed to the upper coast of Ephesus, find certain Christians. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, what? Come again? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, well, we haven't even heard of the Holy Ghost. What are you talking about? He said, okay, we've got to back up one more step. And he said unto them, unto what were you baptized? And they said, well, unto John's baptism. You know, John, the one that was preparing the way before the Lord, that guy, man, he was a powerful preacher. He was, man, he was so good. And I got so excited when he preached. That was good preaching. And that's what we did. And he goes, ah, very good. Then Paul said, John verily baptized into the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Jesus Christ. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, amen. Said,
oh, wow, we see that. Okay, we got to get rebaptized. That's easy. Here's water. Let's get with it.
Right.
Oh, we always update our computer. Well, some of us do. Some of us just say no to everything that pops up because we don't know what it means.
That's right.
Yeah. And others would say yes, and we go, what in the world happened? But there's some updating that we need to do sometimes. If you're in that position, I got baptized when I was a little kid, or whatever. Well, my auntie told me that I was baptized when I was an infant. Well, if you can find that in the Bible, I'll put my stamp of approval on it. But I'll just save you some time. There was no such thing as infant baptism. Why would you baptize an infant?
Right.
You don't know any better.
Right.
You got to be at least 3 or 4 years old so you can talk and lie to your mom and dad.
That's right. Then you got time to repent.
You got something to repent about, man. Right. You don't have to teach a kid how to lie.
Right.
They just naturally do it.
They do it, yeah.
Man, crazy. Paul, having laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. They got an update. Amen. Amen. They had a great, and that's what we're doing, is we want to give them the understanding and say, hey, I'm excited about what God's done for you. And this is what I'm teaching some of you right now on how to win somebody to God.
Amen.
And to help somebody. Don't degrade what they've learned. Man, be excited for them. I'm so glad you learned that.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, some of y'all need to know. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all didn't say amen. You should have said amen on that. Because you don't want to degrade what they learned.
Right.
Man, that's so awesome. I bet your experience was great. But let me tell you something else. There's something more that God has in store for you.
Right.
Really? Oh, yeah. And then it's not time to say, come to church.
Right, Mom.
It's time for you to open up your mouth and tell them what God has done for you.
Right.
It's time for you to testify to them. Don't leave it up to the preacher. Don't leave it up to the church. Tell them your experience about how God is so good.
right.
And where you used to be to where you are now.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus.
Don't worry about it.
Upon hearing that, they were rebaptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let me just say it like this. We cannot follow the traditions of men. The Bible even talked about that. Jesus said, following out the tradition of men, making the word of God of none effect. Mark 7, 13. I don't want the word of God to be of none effect.
Right?
I want this to affect me.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I understand. There's some of us who have been living for God for so long, and we've been to this church and that. There's somebody that's exactly the problem. I've been to this church before, and I've been to that church before, and I've heard this, and I've heard that. What's the big deal, preacher? It's a big deal.
Right.
Yes, it's a big deal that you know what that word says. And you're excited about what it says.
Yes, amen.
That you have the understanding. As I began at the very beginning, that he opened up their understanding. I'm going to tag you with that real quick. We've got to know. But here's the deal. If Jesus doesn't open their understanding.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Right.
Right.
And so, as I even prayed this morning, I pray, God, whoever's here, whatever level, whatever place that every individual is at, will you give them a nugget? Will you give them some hope? Will you give them whatever they need? Open their understanding for truth. What the Word of God says. I've not preached to you today what I think. I've showed you scripture after scripture. Maybe your one says, man, I didn't know there was that much scripture about anything like that. I'll never forget my wife's testimony. As she sat in church several times in a row, she went to somebody else and she said, I didn't know. Maybe it had been useless, Patsy, I don't remember. I didn't know that God even cared about those things. What an attitude. I didn't even know God cared. I didn't even know God had an opinion about that. And that was amazing to her to understand that God cares about every aspect of our life. Every aspect of our life.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Pilate asked Jesus and said, what is truth? Did you ever notice that he never gave him an answer?
That's right.
Go look it up. But when he talked to others, he said in John 17, he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. When others were really hungry, he didn't even give Pilate the time of day when he asked what is truth, because he knew. He don't care. I ain't even going to waste my breath. But when somebody was hungry, he said, the word. That's truth. That's what's right. Living in a very tumultuous time, we are. Very, very tumultuous. Many people are so disenfranchised and disheartened because of another religion and another religion and another religion. Another church and another church and another ideology, another philosophy, another tradition, another this, another that. And they still are searching because they're not complete. Jesus even said that there will come that day where they will say, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy? We preached in your name. We did this in your name, and we did that in your name. And he said, I never knew you. He said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. So let me be very clear as a close.
play something. That gives them always some more hope, even though they're standing. He said that iniquity is there. He talks about all those things. How much we can push off at what truth is. Let me go back just a second. As we stand here today, Aristotle believers, well, this is what I've always been taught. This is what I've always been. I actually had somebody even say this. And they said, I see it. I understand it. But because I've told other people along the way all of these years to say this sinner's prayer, and that was it, I can't do this. Because that means, I quote, I've led all those others astray. I said, really? I said, so you're willing, just because of what you said and your misunderstanding, you're willing to walk away from truth? Does that make any sense?
No.
You're willing to walk away from truth because you didn't understand? I said, and perhaps, what if one of those was taught by somebody else across the country and they received truth? They're saved today because of it. And you're willing to make that decision? I'm going to still believe that lighter things fall slower than faster things, even though I've seen it with my own eyes. It's been proved before me. Let me encourage every single person here today. If you haven't been baptized in the name of Jesus, what an experience you are missing out on today.
Hallelujah.
What an experience you're missing out on today. So maybe it may take you some time, and maybe you need to absorb what was preached here, and it needs to go through your mind, and you need to spend some more time there. That's fine. But let me beg of you, let me implore of you today, don't take too long. The truth remains the same. And there is a call that is going forth. There is a call that is going forth. The same call that Peter spoke on that day to repent and to be baptized in Jesus' name. And the most glorious thing is to be filled with the baptism of His precious Spirit. Every head bowed. God, would you help us? Somebody help me pray. God, you see every individual in this house, and you see them just like that as individuals. You know their need. You know everything that's going through their mind and their heart and their spirit right this very moment. God, open our understanding. Open our understanding according to the Scripture. May we see the necessity. May we see the necessity. The necessity to repent of our way. And repentance is not a bad thing. God, would you come in right now?
Oh, Jesus.
Help us right now. Help us right now, Jesus. Talk to every heart. Talk to every heart. Open our understanding. Open our understanding. God, fill us with the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Lord. Today is a day of salvation. Will you let God reach into your heart and feel that in you? Will you let Him make you complete? That searching, that wondering that's been back in your mind that you have been toying with, that has been nagging at you night after night, week after week. Is there more to life than what I have? Yes, there is. Yes, there is. You can have more to life today than what life has brought you. You can have more to life. You can have more to life. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Oh, help us, God, let the power of the Holy Ghost come and sweep into this house, Jesus, touching every mind, touching every heart. As we worship you, as we worship you, as we pray, as we seek your face, God, move on my heart, touch my mind, touch my spirit today, touch my spirit today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give us wisdom right now, Jesus.